Where, Warren, how big was that victory for you?
Well, obviously, we're in a situation now where we're going to try and win every game between now and the end of the season. Good start tonight. You know, I think we've had situations this season where we've not got what we deserved. A tough game against a good side. You know, the game could have gone either way, but in the end, we've ended up with 3 points in a game that I don't think we deserve to lose. Possibly not, you know, deserve to win, but, you know, we've got that just through effort, really, and endeavour and bravery and guts.
And goals from elsewhere in the side again, rather than up front, in Jake Buxton as well.
Well, you've said that. You know, we defend as a team and attack as a team. You want goals to come from everywhere. It certainly takes the pressure off forward players. We can't just expect them to score all the goals to keep us up. And likewise, we can't just expect defenders to save goals and keep clean sheets. So we've got to work as a side. Whatever system we're playing against, we've got to adapt to cope with the opposition, stop them from playing and give them problems the way we play.
Word on your keeper as well, in Jilts, made a couple of important saves as well.
Yeah, a couple of great saves. I mean, you know, we've been cursed with injuries to keepers. Obviously, Saturday, Jacob goes off at half time and we find out he's going to be out for, you know, a few weeks like now with an injury, and another one's come in, and without playing very many games, he's done great for us tonight.
Looking ahead then, with Preston up and coming at the weekend, how pleased were you with the display at Wolves, given the fact, again, you didn't this time concede any soft goals, it didn't end badly this time?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think if you look at, you know, if you watched all our games, we've just conceded poor goals from individual mistakes, but all players are human beings. You know, if you're put under pressure, you're fatiguing games, that's when mistakes do get made. And Saturday particularly, we're still driving the game, and young Callum, you know, he'll learn from the experience. He could have set up the winner
at Fulham
at Fulham at 3-2, and that's the enthusiasm of youth, really, that you only see the positives and desperate to win, where older players might have sat in just to see the game out at 2-2, and maybe he wouldn't be in fatigue to make a slight mistake at the end. But that's part of his learning and development. You know, we're in a situation where we're not like the top sides in this league, go out and buy ready-made players for millions of pounds, you know, and know that they know the job and know everything about managing games and seeing it through. We've got to look at loan markets or younger players, or develop our own players, you know, to play at this level. So that's something we've had to contend with the games I've been here. And some things you see it getting better over larger periods of the game.
But how much will the Wolves win do for confidence as well? Because as you said before, it's not as if you've been badly beaten by size and you finally got that reward this time.
Well, the last three games, I think we've played probably the three best sides that I've faced in this league, really. If you look at the way that they've played, the personnel that they've got playing from, Sheffield Wednesday, Norwich, Fulham, I thought I had some outstanding players. But we've not come off second best in any of those games. We could have actually got 9 points and we got one, and we certainly weren't overawed, we weren't overrun. They've got some skillful players who pose different problems to you, but we dealt with all the problems. But we had certainly a few kicks in the teeth, and it shows a lot of character to come to a place like Wolves tonight and stand up to them with their, you know, the backing that they've got from the supporters and the stadium here. You know, they're desperate to get points themselves, so, you know, you're delighted with the way the lads have performed tonight.
And a word on Preston, obviously a side in the top half of the table. Another tough game for you, but obviously building on the Wolves result.
Every game's a tough game in this league, you know. In some ways, you know, we're still the minnows, aren't we, of the league, really. You know, every game is a big game, a tough game, but likewise, it doesn't matter how much you get paid or what people have paid for you. When you're on the grass, it's just 11 people v 11 people, and we've certainly not been overpowered, overawed, outfought, out-tactical, dominated in the last games, and we've got to continue doing that.
And do you think, looking at February, it may be a really tough month with many games, but do you think in some ways that's given you and will give you momentum now with that side?
Not really. You don't look at it like that, whether you've got games or not. It's just dust yourself down and get ready and approach for the next one and prepare. you know, that's been the only aim since I've joined the football club, through some good times, some tough times, some kicks in the teeth. You just got to keep yourself going and approach it like that and enjoy the coach journey back tonight. But then tomorrow we're right back in. We've got a game for the boys who have not been playing, to get them all up to speed and keep everything competitive, you know, within the squad between now and the end of the year.